This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you will be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry. We'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union. Today, we have a guest.
Our first guest ever.
Look at this, moving up in the world.
That's right.
What we're going to be doing today is interviewing one of the best barbecue places in Lithia, Florida.
Not one of the best. Let me just be clear. It's the best.
Our opinion is it is the best, 100%. He is open Wednesday through Sunday, 12:30 until sold out. He promises that you won't be dissatisfied, and we can vouch for that promise.
That's right.
This man has the best barbecue, has secret sauces, and we can't wait to talk to him.
I'm excited.
Without further ado, Mr. Ronnie Thomas of Ronnie Ron's Barbecue. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Hanging in there for sure. We're so excited to talk to you.
Seriously. I come get barbecue all the time, and I never have a chance to just sit down and, you know, chat with you.
I know, brother. I know. It's always a pleasure serving you. Yeah.
The line is always wrapped around the block for his barbecue. And again, we can vouch for how amazing it is. But I'm hoping today that we can start off by just let's have you introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you and how Ronnie Barbecue got started.
Simply just, you know, coming out of the pandemic, you know, I was working with UPS. They had a lot of layoffs, and I just decided just to do my own thing. You know how that goes. It's like, you know, we don't need a lot of workers right now. So we'll go ahead and call you back. Once you do that, I'm like, no, I'm going to go ahead and start my own thing. So I took my talent and I started cooking from the backyard of my house and doing deliveries like all around, you know, Hillsborough County, Pinellas County. And it just kept going from there. So, you know, typically as time went by, everybody started to love it and, you know, saved up, finally got me a truck and started doing roadside. And then I finally got a food truck. And now here we go. You know, it's better than what I expected and farther than what I thought I could be. So,
well, I mean, it's deserved. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, just me being 26, it's just like, you know, I'm just like, wow. So, you know, it's great. I still got a lot of things I want to do, but it's just the beginning.
Well, can you dive into that a little bit? What do you want to do?
Typically, I mean, you know, I obviously open more locations, expand, obviously get, you know, a storefront, you know, brick and mortar. But like I said, right now I'm just blessed to be where I'm at right now. You know, obviously just keep expanding, just keep, you know, bringing more people. There's never no such thing as, you know, too busy. So, you know, the more people always, the better. So
for sure.
Let me pause for 1 second. You said you are 26?
Correct. 26. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody always say that. It's crazy, but yep.
I mean, the way you present, you're very mature. You have your own business. I mean, you're awesome for 26. Killing it.
I appreciate that.
Well, on top of that, I wanted to talk a little bit about your background, you know, where you grew up, where you came from, your family life. Would you mind diving in a little bit?
I don't mind. Typically, born September 2nd, 1996, right here, right around the corner, not too far. Grew up right over the bridge, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Typically, I moved over here in the Lithia area when I graduated high school. So my father was a retired police officer. So once he retired, he decided to move over here, you know, and I moved over here with them, and I've been staying over here since. Obviously, I don't still stay with them, but
there's no shame in it. I wish I was still living with my parents so I could save some money.
As far as that goes, though, yeah, typically my dad, he's the one I really got my barbecue skills from, you know, doing family cookouts at the house. You know, even friends, just simply just, you know, just basically doing it every weekend. The more I did it, the better I got. I think I cooked my first slab of ribs. I think I was 9 years old.
Oh, okay.
I tried it on my own the first time, and I burnt a few things. You know how that goes. You know, it was just a test. And ever since then, I just, you know, I loved it. So I decided to take my talent and just, you know, bring it on here. So, simply, yeah, that's what I do. My mom caught me to cook all the sides. So She does all the macaroni and cheese. She taught me that.
So, oh, okay.
Oh, that mac and cheese is on point.
Yeah. So it's just a lot, you know. So.
Yeah, I'm, for sure. I'm glad that you that your dad did show you all that because sharing the love with the everybody in Tampa.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, we also know you on a little more personal level than that as well. You have a little boy.
Yeah, I typically do. Yep. Just turned one last Wednesday.
Oh, congrats. Happy birthday. Happy late birthday.
That's right.
Oh, what's it like being a new daddy and running your own business?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Is it?
There is. It's a great experience, though, you know. So,
is it hard?
Typically, no. I got used to it. when he was first born, it was kind of hard, you know, because it's like, you know, you still got to make sure, you know, you got to work here and then you got to come home and make sure everything good at the house, you know. And so it's just now he's all over the place. He basically run the house now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We got three other girls at home. So it's like typically, you know, we they help out too as well. But yeah, when I say he runs all over, he's all over the place. But, and now he's just saying dada, dada, dada. That's all he can ever say. It's like you can't say anything else.
Right.
It's just great to hear when I come home, you know, every day. So it's probably one of the best feelings ever, you know. You know, when I open the door, he's right there standing at the door because he had a truck backing in. So it's
It's
a good experience, yeah.
He makes everything worth it, right?
Yeah. I can't wait till he get older so I can start working. He's gonna take over.
That's every time you post a photo of him on Facebook, I say future barbecue king.
Yeah, definitely.
No, we did a couple things when we first started out with the podcast. We were doing school and we had our toddler daughter. So I feel you. We feel you on that front, but you are excelling. You're doing amazing. But we wanted you on the show, obviously, because we love your barbecue. We love everything about your business.
And you.
Well, yeah, you too. You are such an authentic person. You're so genuine. And we love that about you. So why did you agree to be on our show?
You know, like, you guys are awesome people. And I said, why not? You know, I was down for it. I'm interested. You know, I love questions. I don't mind answering them. So, I'm a very open-minded person, so, you know, why not? You know, and it's a very, very great thing to do. Also, you know, it's for the unholy cast. So why not? I do it for y'all.
Well, thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you so much. And you mentioned this a little bit about how you got your start with your dad. Yeah. Was he your inspiration? Was he what really pushed you into the business, or is there a greater factor?
Typically, I mean, that's part of it. My dad did push me to be in it. As far as like me personally, like, you know, starting my family and just moving on forward with it, it just, helped me, you know, process, father and get better. Especially, you know, when you don't have no choice but to work, you know, you got bills to pay, you got, you know, stuff you gotta do, but you know, you gotta amp it up.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Yep.
Do you happen to remember your first sale?
Yeah, I typically do. It was when I was doing deliveries. Deliveries, yep. So it was a great experience, you know, even though it's like, you know, like a little tiny tell I did, it's the first sale, you know, that I definitely remember. It was a sausage meal.
There you go.
I love the sausage. It's amazing.
Yes.
Well, I actually saw that just over a year ago, you were interviewed by ABC News in the Tampa area, and you mentioned that you wake up at 4:30 a.m. every Wednesday through Sunday to do your barbecue.
Yes.
Why?
why? I mean, you got to get started. Got to get prepared. I mean, I still wake up 4 o'clock every morning, you know, so it's just the fact, just make sure everything's set and organized to get started for the day and to be on time. So I'd rather be, you know, done ahead of time, you know, besides at the time. So.
For sure.
Absolutely. And you open at 12:30 on those days and you are ready to roll. It sounds like you have an amazing system in place and the individuals that you have working with you, like, they are on point. They know what needs to be done.
Yes.
Definitely. Awesome. Yeah. Well, do you have any crazy customer stories?
yeah, all the time. Yes. Yes. Crazy customers, yeah, they typically when I say crazy, it's not like a bad crazy, but you know, you have those people that come and like Ronnie Ron, you know.
Oh yeah.
But me personally, I don't call it crazy. I mean, I love stuff like that, you know, because it's like, oh wow, you know, it's better than me and making me feel good.
Oh yeah.
But typically, yeah, it's not considered really a crazy customer. I never really had a, you know, bad altercation with customers. You know, I'm a cool guy. I'm an outstanding guy. You know, I get along with everybody. Only way that you won't get along with me is if you start something with me, you know.
That's right. Well, and I think that's what kind of drives people. Your barbecue is amazing, obviously, but yes, that's part of the whole experience with going to you is the barbecue is good, but so are you, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never been to a place where you, like, I don't know, the server or whatever is so friendly. I don't know. It's just like a homey experience. It's you feel like this guy could be part of my family and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, that's how I want to make everybody feel. You know, I want to make everybody feel like they're at home, they're welcome. You know, I treat you like my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do it just like that. I treat you like my sister. You know, so that's how you want it to be. It's called, you know, building a rapport with the customers. It ain't always about the food, man. It's about, you know, typically just get, you know, just building that rapport with the customer, you know, getting to know them, just like we getting to know each other more now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you can come to the truck anytime and ask me questions. You know, it's just like that.
For sure.
Well, you mentioned that it's not all about the food, but what is your favorite thing on your menu, if I can ask you that?
Ooh. That's a tough one. So it's like, me personally, you can't go wrong. I love my ribs.
Mm-hmm. We do too.
And then typically, you know, you have those days where you be like, oh, I'm not really feeling ribs today. Let me, because I'm, you know, I cook the meat, so it's like you get tired. You know, you get tired of eating the same thing. So then I'm like, okay, I want some chicken.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But if I had to choose my favorite meal that I probably do make every day, that I do eat for myself, I would say I do a ribs and a chicken, and I do a little bit of like pulled pork combo. That's what I do. And I do like two sides. I like to mix my stuff together. So I mix the macaroni and cheese and the baked beans together. And then I do the coleslaw and the potato salad. I mix that. It may sound weird, but
no.
I haven't tried to sell like that yet. That's my favorite thing in person.
The barbecue Sunday's kind of like that. That's one of my favorites.
You are right. Yeah, you know about the menu. There you go.
I do.
Honestly, I don't even have that on the menu. It's just that people that come by, they're like, can I do the barbecue? Because I have pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a really good thing. So, you know, that's with the macaroni and cheese and the pulled pork and the sausage and
yep.
The roast sausage on top. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
One of my favorites. So we know that you're at the Kenny location right off of Lithia Pinecrest. What drew you to that location?
Typically, the owner, Bobby Patel, I used to start on the side of the road all over Fishhawk. So he has actually two locations. He has one in Riverview, and he was getting this one built where I'm at right now. And he typically had Kenny, you know, got my food while I'm on the side of the road. He's like, if the food is good, I may have a proposition for you. If not, we can't really talk about it.
So,
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, dang, I wonder what this guy got in mind. So, you know, when I made this plate with love.
Yeah.
So, everybody plate is made with love, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, I had to go the extra mile.
Oh, yeah.
But typically, he reached out back to me. He was like, man, it's excellent. Probably the best barbecue you ever had. He said he had a building coming up, and he wanted me to set up on the outside of it, actually, would I be interested. I'm like, of course, you know. So, see, I started setting up outside of here, with just my pickup truck and just a smoker, and typically we just decided to go farther, you know. So, he said if it works out, you know, we can work something out. So, typically everybody it's been a lot of different customers that have been coming through and just, you know, kept expanding. So, honestly, if it wasn't for, you know, first off, I would say if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for him, Bobby, I don't know what, you know, I don't know where I would be. But yeah, definitely shout out to him as well for, you know, giving me the opportunity to set up right here.
For sure.
I'll still be here to this day. So, yeah, it's definitely a big reward to him. So I really appreciate it. So yeah, that's what grew me here. And obviously, you know, it's a liquor store. You know, You got to eat before you drink.
Right? That's right. You can't drink on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like you're killing two birds in one stone. So, you know, we got people that go in the liquor store and get that. Yeah, they drink and they come get their food. So it's,
oh yeah.
I'm like, why not? So it's a one-stop shop, man. Why not?
You know? Oh, I agree with you. I think it's a very, it's like a, what is it? A symbiotic relationship. You both are, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah. So it's great, man. It's great. So.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I mean, we kind of talked a little bit about what expansion would look like for you. Do you have like a 5-year plan that you're looking out at, or are we just taking it day by day?
So typically right now we're taking it day by day, but I hope in 5 years, typically that I would be way, you know, way farther than where I am now. When I say farther, I mean, typically maybe, you know, at least having another food truck in different locations, or, you know, if so, at least having a building by then. It is some things that do take time. You don't want to
move
fast. And, you know, you mess up. So I'm taking it step by step each day. I'm just taking it wherever, you know, God want to take it to, you know.
Yep.
I pray about this stuff, though, because it's like, you know, like I said, I didn't even expect to be this far right now. So it's great. But in 5 years, I definitely be expanded. I'm at least have another food truck. I know that.
For sure. No, there's no reason why you can't, for sure. You know, there's no reason.
If you open a brick and mortar, we will be there. Yeah. And if you start selling your sauce, we will be there.
Okay. Now, just because y'all said that in them 5 years, it's going to be something, though. It's going to be something.
Dude. For sure. Have you ever thought about doing that? Maybe bottling your own sauce and stuff and selling that? Yeah. Yeah, I like that idea because that'll get you exposure in stores.
I want to get the logo on there, you know, get it going from there too as well. So
yep.
It's just a little process. Just got to find the right people to do it, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a connection with the Canopy Road restaurant.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And he has his own sauce that he serves. So I can maybe get you two in touch with each other to. I don't know what he does, but.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Unholy Union becoming the networking for the greater Tampa area.
We might have to put two guys logo on the side of the bottle, huh?
Yeah. Just a little logo.
Yeah.
Well, we had some fun questions that we wanted to ask you too. Okay. Didn't want to keep it all about business. What would you do tomorrow if you won $10 million tonight?
Ooh, $10 million. Well, first off, you know, I would, you know, thank the man above for that, because that, you know, that is, you know, good sum of money. But I think what I do is, first is, you know, break my people off, you know, such as my, you know, my family. Make sure everybody's good. I'm also, you know, donate some to charity, you know, and things like that, you know, different foundations, and then from there, obviously, you know, use the money to keep expanding the business more. You know, I'm gonna use that to make another more $10 million. You know,
there you go. There you go.
Yeah. So you know, you got to use that money to make more money. So that's what I'll do it as.
Okay. We were kind of betting on what you would say, whether or not you would retire early or or if you would go for you know, double down on your barbecue business.
Man, the grind don't stop, man.
That's right. And being 26, $10 million might not last very long.
Well, I think your answer, seriously, is a highlight of your personality, period.
Exactly.
Like, that is why you are so likable and just an all-around great guy. So,
yes, I appreciate it.
Well, what is your favorite thing to do outside of Fading Tampa?
So, typically, my favorite thing to do is actually try other people's food. You know, I like to, you know, go out to eat, and definitely those small businesses. I like to try their food. You know, me and my wife are the other owner of the Ronnie Ron's. We go eat everywhere. Basically eat everywhere. So that's my favorite thing to do is eat.
Okay.
Any good places recently?
Ooh. typically what you just said, we ate at Canopy Road. He has another location in the Causeway in Brandon that I didn't go to one in Fishhawk yet, but excellent food, real excellent food all the time. And typically, you ever heard of the Egg Town? We try local around.
Yep.
Typically, it's always breakfast, but as far as like lunch and stuff like that, we don't really get around too much for the lunch. Typically, with lunch, we probably go to like, you know, like a little Ruth Chris steak, or Ocean Prime, you know, stuff like that. So it's just the fact I just, you just get tired of eating your stuff sometimes.
Oh, so yeah. I was going to ask you, what is your favorite food outside of your food? Because I know that there's a little bias there.
So my favorite food, you'll be surprised, man, is meatloaf.
Oh, no, I'm not surprised. I love meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Yep. Meatloaf, brother. I love meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite thing to eat.
There you go.
So if we see that on your menu one day, we'll know.
But if it's on the menu, it's not going to be sold because I'm going to eat it all.
Yes.
Well, we talk a lot about living in Florida and things that we've realized because we actually just moved down here, you know, 2 years ago at this rate. So we talk a lot about the crazy and the funny about Florida. What is the funniest or craziest thing about Florida life for you that you've experienced? Because you're native.
You've been here your whole life. You got a lot more experience than us.
Man, honestly, you probably know by now, but since you've been standing out, it's the weather. It's like,
oh yeah,
storm. It could be storming, thundering, and then next 10 minutes later it's sunny. Like it just really did that. Like shoot, about an hour ago,
yes,
going down. Now the sun's trying to come back out. It's just so bipolar. I think that's what's so crazy about it. And then it's just like, and also the animals. You got gators that's walking in the middle of the street, and you know stuff like that. It's just definitely a wild, crazy life.
Oh yeah!
I can't say I love it, man. I love my state.
Oh, for sure. We moved for here from Virginia, and there's no way we'd go back. No way.
Oh yeah, I haven't been to Virginia yet, so I can't really say. But yeah, you chose the right spot.
Oh yeah, we love it.
Definitely.
Have you seen any gators in your parking lot?
Ooh, no, they better not come.
We're gonna have barbecue gator.
Yeah. Nah, I'm running a zigzag.
Yes. You know, it took us almost an entire year to see our first gator.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I couldn't believe it because everybody's like, "You'll see them everywhere once you get down there. Yeah. They're in every body of water, and you know, like there's ponds everywhere around here. And we're looking, and we'll stop on the side of the road. We'll look, nothing." Well, finally, we saw one, and then it's like a snowball effect. It's like now you can't not see him.
Well, where can people find you? If they want to find you on social media or email, where can people find you? Give us your deets.
So social media, you know, you have Facebook, Ronnie Ron's Barbecue, just as that is spelled, you know, Ronnie Ron's Barbecue. Instagram, same thing, Ronnie Ron's Barbecue, no space. And then typically as far as social media that we have, my original social media, Facebook, Ronnie Thomas, you can find that as well too. That's typically what I do have as a social media. So
awesome. And we will put all of your links on the show notes from today so people can find you, because we highly recommend if you are ever in the Tampa area, you make this stop. It is absolutely needed.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, y'all come through, man.
Definitely. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think on that note, Mr. Ronnie Thomas, we thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, it's always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Now, I'll see you guys hopefully pretty soon, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this weekend. Okay. We'll see you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, the world-famous Ronnie Ron.
Ronnie Thomas of Ronnie Ron's Barbecue.
Great person.
Seriously, his answer to our question is literally the reason why he, in my opinion, is so successful.
Yeah, 100%. He believes and wants to do his craft.
His personality shone through in almost every single one of his responses. Like, he is a genuine person, and I think that is only going to lead to his further success. And all the things that he wants to do in the next 5 years, he'll only be 31.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny?
I mean, when he said that, I was like, wait, what?
He's doing really well for being 26. I mean,
right. And the pandemic was what, 3 years ago?
Exactly. He hasn't been around very long, but he has already made, I mean, the dude's been on the news.
Yep. He has made an impact on not only the community, but just anyone who eats his food.
Yes.
He does catering throughout the Tampa area. It's amazing.
Yes. I see, if you follow him on Facebook, which you should. He's constantly catering for schools and things like that. I mean, he has his stuff down.
Yeah.
Waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like he said, it's It's to get organized for the day. And the dude is rolling.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just, that was fun.
I love it.
I can't wait to do more of those. And we'll have him back, I think, in the next
couple of months or so. Yeah.
Yeah, months to a year. Like, I want to bring him back and see where we're at. Like, let's do a temperature check. No.
I am very excited. I mean, I am happy to hear that he's not in a rush.
Yeah.
He's just slow burning, and that's good.
Yep.
But I am excited for a brick and mortar.
That would be amazing.
Especially if he puts it in like Riverview or Brandon area.
Mm-hmm.
He will just explode.
Absolutely.
Because barbecue, first off, barbecue is amazing. Mm-hmm. His barbecue is, I'm not kidding. I'm not going to say I'm like a barbecue connoisseur, but I love barbecue. Mm-hmm. His is the best I've ever had.
We had barbecue at our wedding. So, yes, I mean, this is the caliber we're at.
Exactly. Like, that was our staple food. That was our food. Mm-hmm. But his is easily the best I've ever had. And he's not the only, like, small barbecue guy that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
There was, in Northern Virginia, there was a bunch of places that you could go to get,
you know. None are as good as this.
No, not even remotely close. And whole nother level.
We need a leaderboard like Florida versus Virginia and how many times we give points to Florida.
Yeah, I mean,
Florida is winning.
People here are genuinely much nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And
authentic.
Yeah,
and
especially business owners like Ronnie Ron.
Yep.
He just they care.
Yep.
He doesn't just hand you the food and like,
have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day. He's like,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. If he doesn't have gloves on from cutting ribs, he'll shake your hand. You know, it's insane. And this is for every single person that goes there. And there's no lie. When you say wraps around the building, mm-hmm. That's not an exaggeration.
Yep.
That is straight up truth.
Yep.
So he doesn't have to be like that.
No.
But he is, because he's a great guy.
And that's one of the reasons why that line is wrapped around.
So, yes.
Again, we can't say enough about him. He is an amazing person, has amazing food, growing a great business. So go check him out.
Yeah, seriously. Go check him out. Kenny's Liquor.
Off of Lithia Pinecrest in Lithia, Florida.
Yes, in Lithia, Florida. I will pull the address up.
And put it on our show notes.
And put it on the show notes, because I know you can't write that fast. You're driving. Please don't try to write it down.
Well, I think we'll do a kid talk today.
Yeah, we definitely should ask our kiddo about what she thinks about Ronnie Ron's food.
Absolutely.
Because if we say, what do you want to eat? It's 95% going to be Ronnie Ron's.
Uh-huh.
And
we give her the choice.
And Ronnie Ron doesn't serve spaghetti. And spaghetti is like her favorite thing. So that just is a testament to his food.
Absolutely. Let's hear from her.
All right. Guess what we did today?
Ronnie Ron. Talk to Ronnie Ron.
We did. And he is awesome.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite food from Mr. Ronnie Ron?
His chicken.
You like to smoke chicken?
Yeah.
That's your favorite, huh?
Yeah.
You like the sausage too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met Ronnie Ron?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
He's nice.
Oh, did you like the turkey that he smoked for us on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
That was really good, wasn't it? That was probably top turkey I've ever had. It was juicy. It was juicy.
Yes.
If you could pick between having spaghetti or Ronnie Ron's, which one would you get?
Ronnie Ron's.
Yeah. And you're probably one of your favorite foods is actually spaghetti, right?
I'm not kind of a fan. I'm a fan of Ronnie Ron's because he's smoking good.
That's what all of Tampa would say. So what are we eating for dinner tonight? Yes.
It's what you do with the things you love.